you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Carrying on the show this evening, as I said, we're going to be talking to Brad Bendel, National Head of Sales at Better Bond, unpacking this rates decision and looking at how the property market has been performing, considering that we have had some interest rate cuts. Today, of course, no change in the interest rate, no change in the repo rate. But what does this mean for us going forward? Brad, thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, Sumitra. Thanks for having me.
Right. So I was talking about this argument that you were making earlier that, you know, even though it's unfortunate that the Reserve Bank didn't actually cut the repo rate further, it would have been great because consumers are looking for a lot more relief. It's this cost of living crisis is really biting. But just looking at the property market, you say that, you know, the previous cuts that we've had already translating well into the property market. People are buying again. You're seeing a lot more activity. Is that right?
Absolutely, Sumitra. A year on year, we're up sort of between 17 and 19% in our intake. So that means volumes. So we're certainly seeing a renewed sort of interest in the property market. But one must bear in mind, we're coming off a fairly low base last year after an extended interest rate, a high interest rate cycle.
Mm. In terms of people qualifying for this, just paint the picture for us. How does this relate?
Well, the first two interest rate cuts certainly assisted with affordability. So you'll get our first time home buyers have come back into the market and are strong again, represents more than 50% of our applications. So we're certainly seeing the assistance, some stimulus in the market. But in truth, you know, the economists say we should be trading around 10% to 10.25, and we're still at 11. So still some way to go to really give the market a bolster, but certainly every interest rate cut assists the buyer, and then when the interest rate holds steady like it did today, the MPC made the decision to hold it. It just creates this sort of angst that we were hoping we wouldn't see. So we'll see how this plays out, but. It's certainly better than an increase.
You know, there's so much of talk at the moment about, geopolitical risks and what's happening, and it creates a lot of uncertainty. But how is it, are you seeing that kind of uncertainty with people? Because buying a property is like a 20-30 year commitment, right? Getting into that. Do you find, what are the trends amongst people going into property? So we're seeing activity, but are you seeing more people taking up these bonds, taking it, considering the factors around us?
No, look, I mean, the numbers are still down in comparison to 2019 or 2022. So, 2022, there was this sort of pent-up demand after the COVID pandemic. 2019 is really what we compare ourselves to now. That's the comparison we draw, and we're still below those 2019 numbers. So we certainly haven't seen a run in terms of property purchasing. It's certainly better than it was, 2 years ago. But again, it's off a low base. But the first-time buyers are coming, that first-time buyers don't know any different. They come into the market with, no expectations. They just want a bond to prove. The banks are still lending. I'll tell you what we are seeing, Sumitra, is the investment market is still strong. The investor market is still strong. So investors see opportunity in this current market, and they're certainly taking that up. So you're seeing sort of micro apartment blocks being erected all over the country, and investors are coming in quite heavily there.
What about new developments? Are you also seeing, you know, this kind of investor sentiment growing in that section where they're actually buying up land and developing properties?
Yeah, look, I mean, the developments came back in the sort of early, the second quarter of last year. They started coming out the ground again and coming to market. But we haven't seen the sort of run that we were seeing certainly after the COVID pandemic or pre-2020. So, you know, it depends which city you're talking about. You know, certainly in the Western Cape, there's a run of developments going on. In KZN, up the North Coast, there's still a lot of developments happening. But like I said, nowhere near as many developments as we saw pre-2020.
Pre-2020, levels are still not quite where you need them to be. It's also a very sluggish economy. What needs to change for you? It can't only be, the interest rate environment that needs to improve. I mean, this economy needs to get going as well. Would that, you know, do you expect to see more changes should this economy improve somehow in the coming years?
Yeah, absolutely, Sumitra. I mean, I think, you know, what people tend to do is they say, you know, they compare interest rates with interest rates of, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. But the truth of the matter is the cost of living is far greater than it was then. So, you know, it's very, very difficult for a first-time home buyer to save for the deposit and then for your transfer costs and transfer duty, et cetera. Just on that note, we've seen the average age of a first-time buyer push out from 34 to 37. And 34 was only sort of 6-7 years ago. So that's a massive shift. So, to your question, we need to see a number of factors come in line or get in line. You know, your basic foodstuffs, your basic cost of living, your fuel costs, electricity costs have gone up again. So there's a number of factors at play, and all of them contribute to affordability or lack of affordability. We need all of these to align, hopefully sometime they will. But to be honest, it's all out of our control. We have to play what's in front of us. We our job is to assist South Africans to own their own homes, and we'll continue to do that.
Is that affordability assessments, are those improving? Are we seeing better affordability considering that we're in such a tough economic environment?
Well, I mean, it depends how you look at it. I mean, firstly, I'd like to say that the South African banking system is world-class. And so, you know, we don't see properties in possession, the number of properties in possession that we saw pre the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009. So from that point of view, the lending is much more sort of controlled and specific, and so you don't have that falling out. You know, as I said, affordability is relative, right? So, you know, if the average age of the first-time buyer is pushed out by 3 or 4 years, that speaks to affordability. The fact is that when you're 37 by the time you own your first home, that's a pretty long time to wait, you know, by any standards. So, you know, every effort is being made to understand how we assist with affordability, how we get first-time buyers ready to own their own home, and the education that is required for the first-time home buyer. So we continue to do that. It's, as I said, you know, there are many, many factors at play here. You know, and factors that are out of our control. So we need to really do a lot of coaching and education in terms of how to save, what to get ready for. I will also add that the banks are incredible. You know, they're all willing to lend. They're all assisting
as much
as they
can. Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Because they are risk averse, yeah. And it's not easy to get a bond.
No, look, it's not easy to get a bond, but if your credit criteria is all in place and your credit worthiness is all in place, the banks are certainly willing to lend, and they're keen to lend, I'll even say that. You know, the fact is that the banks are lending 106-107% again, which takes care of your sometimes your deposit and sometimes your transfer costs. So that's an indication that the banks are really, really willing. And obviously the property has to be, you know, once they've done their valuation, they have to do all of their assessments first, understand what the client's credit worthiness looks like. But the banks are certainly willing to lend. So, you know, your comment that they're risk averse, you know, banks are always risk averse, really, to be honest. You know, their job is to lend in the correct manner and not recklessly. But they're certainly willing to lend. And I mean, there's no indication whatsoever that the banks have changed their credit scoring or anything of the sort. So, yeah, it's certainly not their doing that we're seeing what we're seeing at the moment.
Brad, thank you so much for your time this evening. That was Brad Bendel, National Head of Sales at Better Bond.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.